Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, the only hour all week on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network and SB Nation Radio, where we're not talking about sports. My name is Rick Tittle. Welcome to the downtown San Francisco home studios of the Sports Byline USA. Remember, we are on Twitch as well. Got a lot of our shows going through Twitch, twitch.tv on the internet, or the Twitch app, and that's on your smartphone. Just look for Sports Byline USA, and there we are. So live on Twitch. The good thing about being on Twitch.tv as well is that you can get the texts, too. Yeah, that's right. Go ahead and get on the text line, and we are there for you as well as you comment throughout the show. So the Video Game Review, I've been doing this show for more than 15 years. What we do is we talk about everything in the video game world. I'm not a video game developer or designer or marketer. I'm in no one's back's pocket. I'll tell you what is good, bad, and ugly in my video game world. And how about you? We are in the golden age of video games, by the way. We've never had so many great games. But on the other hand, there's still a lot of garbage out there. So a lot of times things are way overhyped, not that good, and underhyped. I've always held video games to one single standard, and that is fun factor. If it's fun, we're going to play it. Bottom line, doesn't matter what the pixelation or the voice acting, or if you had a commercial for that game during the Super Bowl. If it's fun, we'll play it, and if it's not fun, we're not going to play it. Even if we put a lot of money into a game, it's like, oh, this costs $69.99 plus tax. It's so terrible. So let's talk about what's good. I want to know what's good. What's good, girl? What's good? Let's do it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Now, overseas, 0-0-800-878-PLAY in the 7529. Proud and privileged of being on The Voice. On the American Forces Radio Network as well, 500 outlets, 177 countries. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. Also, the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, a lot of apropos applications. Get us there. Any emails, check us out at rick@sportsbyline.com as I stream through sportsbyline.com, AllSpNation, SBNationLive.com, and CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network. Channel 2. We got all that. Let's talk video games. I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do as well. So we'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening, all over the world. Video Game Review, Rick Tittle with you. It's great to have you with us. Sad to see yesterday that the co-founder of Square, Tristan O'Tierney, died. He was 35 years old, and It seemed that he had had a kidney failure, and he had had a heart attack as well. This is a guy who started off at Yahoo and Apple, and O'Tierney was Square's original guy who got in at the front. So sorry to pass that along there. But another thing that I saw as far as video game news that was, I always say, you know, in sports we try to keep things between the lines, and then sometimes you talk about things outside the lines, like if a NFL owner is arrested for doing something, that type of thing. But there was a story that came out in Bloomberg in November, and I didn't bring it up then, but it came out again today because they had more psychologists talking about it, and it was about video game addiction. And there were stories about this guy. He was 17 years old, and he puts in 12 hours a day on Fortnite. 12 hours a day. And they talked about how this game has mind control over kids. It has been breaking up marriages. There was a British behavioral specialist named Lorene Maher who said this game is like heroin. Once you are hooked, it's hard to get unhooked. But once again, this is what I tried to tell you when I get the back of video games. And I didn't bring this up in November because this is an old story about lots of games that have been addictive, quote-unquote, is that now we have these new psychologists chiming in. And listen, if your kid or you are doing anything 12 hours a day, that ain't good. But you can't blame something. No, I'm not a big Fortnite guy. I don't really like it, to tell you the truth. I like other games. It's not my cup of tea. I don't like the action in it. I just don't think it's that fun. I told you, that's how I judge a game. I just don't think it's that fun. But I see why people would get addicted to the game, like anything. But is it the game's fault that it's so good that people want to keep playing it? Why is that the game's fault? And this is a game that is, what, a year and a half old? It came out in September of 2017. And we heard about, oh, David Price was hooked, and there are so many guys in the National Hockey League that are hooked, and the NFL. And this one psychologist said that he had a 13-year-old kid in his office that said that he already had over 300 wins. So, listen, it's not the type of situation where I'm going to say, oh, let your kid play 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you have to be a parent if you have minors in the house, which is to guide them and to discipline them if you don't want them to do it that much. And yet, if you're an adult, you should know better. Now, if you're playing it 12 hours a day because you're independently wealthy and you like it, then have at it. There's nothing inherently wrong with that, right? I'm not here to judge other people's lives. If they're over 18, do what you want. But hearing that kids had gone to school and were being teased because they weren't getting wins and their scores were down, and that people were hiring Fortnite tutors to come over the house, teach them how to play better, coaches. And they're like, oh, that's preposterous. Well, I mean, there are some people who hire tennis pros to help their kids. There are people that will hire baseball coaches to work on a kid's swing. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But the whole deal about a game being played too much because it's so good. I mean, listen, we're used to the GTA syndrome of, oh my gosh, can you believe what happened? There's a prostitute in a car and he shot her and he got rewarded for that. And like, well, Grand Theft Auto is a fun game, but that's what Rockstar does. They're there to shock you. You know, and they like that shock value. And it all goes into the game and usually into the story mode. It's not 100% gratuitous, but it's close, whatever. But once again, Grand Theft Auto is made for adults, just like R-rated movies or anything rated M for mature. They don't just put ratings on things just for fun or just to pretend. So if you ignore the ratings and you give GTA to your kid, that's not Rockstar's fault. You know, you gave them a piece of adult entertainment. That's not their fault. It's on you. So I can tell you that if I had a kid or a nephew or a friend or whatever, and they were playing Fortnite, I don't care what the game is. They're playing Battlefield 1943. They're playing Scrooge McDuck. Whatever, 12 hours a day. Well, if you do anything that long, you'll lose your mind. And it's just not healthy. It's like, you know, donuts are delicious. You can't have a lot of them. They're unhealthy. You turn into a fat pig. But then again, what is healthy food? Okay, let's say it's raw green beans and kale. Well, what if you just ate that? Hey, you'd turn green, right? Well, maybe not. But it's just... to hear, and like I said, I tried to avoid this in November because it came out right around Thanksgiving, and I'm like, oh, these kids are addicted, blah, blah, blah. Parents are complaining. I'm like, I'm not talking about that. And then just yesterday, Bloomberg came back, and now they have psychologists. Listen, I'm not trying to belittle people who are losing their minds. I'm not trying to underscore the fact that it's not healthy. I'm not saying, hey, parents, you just don't understand. We don't need no education. Just by that line, you can tell the grammar's bad, so you do. But it's not like I'm trying to say, oh, let them play 12 hours. I'm not saying let them play 12 hours. I'm saying do some parenting. Grow up, because you're the grown-ups, right? You're the grown-ups. Would you let your kids watch 12 straight hours of TV? Well, maybe that's how you babysit. I don't know. I just think you're supposed to be awake, what, 18? 20 hours a day, ideally 16 For me, it's more like 20. But if you spend, you know, literally more than half of your waking hours playing a video game, that's, you know, like, oh, one time, two time binge. But if you do that as your raison d'etre, that is why you exist, to just play that game. Well, as I said, it's not the game's fault. You know, that's like blaming a delicious food that's bad for you. You know, like bundt cake, or as I call it, butt cake. You have bundt cake. I'm going to eat all five bundt cakes, and then I eat them, and I go, oh, no. Darn you, bundt cake. You got me. No, I got me. I did it to myself. So they said, we'll come back. We'll talk about games. We'll talk about what you're playing, what you've been playing this weekend. I'm going to have, at 40 after, less than 20 minutes, I'm going to give away a brand new game, as I always do. Also, I'll let you know what's new this week. There are games that are being released as well, and we'll get into all that. But I just, sometimes I feel forced, and I'm trying to make this show super serious. This show is supposed to be fun, and that's why I like doing this show, because video games are fun. We have enough routine, mundane things in our life that we need some video games. It's what makes life worth, well, one of the things that makes life worth living is video games. But yet again, here's Bloomberg. What the hell do they know about video games anyway? Coming out with new psychological reports this weekend about the addiction of video games one way or another. Just relax and do some parenting. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border. Yeah, the North Shore and South Shore of Lake Tahoe. The border of South Dakota and North Dakota. Now, we're here all around the world as the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game, as we always do at 40 After. And those of you watching on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app, see me in my fantastic reading glasses. I've been listening to Rick Tittle for years. I didn't know he looked like that. Damn. He sure got a face for radio, I'll tell you that. All right. Big news has come out that later on this year, 2019, Pokemon Sword and Shield will be out for the Nintendo Switch. There's a Detective Pikachu trailer that has come out, the new CG animated Pokemon movie as well. There's a lot going on with this franchise from our friends in Japan over at Nintendo. So, taking a look, you can at the trailer and see the starters, the gyms, and more. We'll get into the starters in a second. The Galar region map, some of the secrets as well, you can take a look at. But since the announcements, there's a lot more in the generation of just the 8 Pokemon adventure coming to the Switch. There are already 24 Pokemon confirmed, Pokemon to be the Pocket Monsters, as they're called, confirmed so far. So, an evolutionary family, the likes of Raichu, Snorlax, the roster as well. But Pikachu is definitely in. Wishiwashi, Grubbin, Hoothoot, Flygon, Braviary. There's a lot. As I said, 20 right now. And they're not going to disappoint. Like, I thought you were going to have... No, they'll be in there. But let me just tell you about the... starters in this game, because it's something that we're all going to start off with as we go through. One of them is Grookey. Grookey is a grass type chimp, and Grookey is he climbs. If you tap on a rock with a stick, it keeps it in the leaves atop his head, so that might be the weapon as well. But doing this also seems to heal grass as well. So it might have restorative HP powers as well. So from the official Pokemon website, it says a mischievous chip monkey that is full of boundless curiosity. That sounds very like translated from Japanese. Full of boundless curiosity. There's Score Bunny. Score Bunny is a fire-type rabbit Pokemon, and also an introduction trailer as well. Very, very fast. And when it runs fast, it leaves fire behind, not breadcrumbs. That's Hansel and Gretel. And, obviously it's a super fast Pokemon. From the Pokemon website, a rabbit Pokemon that is always running about, bursting with energy. And then there's Sobble. Sobble is the water-type water lizard Pokemon. Appears invisible in the water in the trailer, suggesting it will learn the move Acid Armor, a poison-type move where the user alters its cellular structure to liquefy itself to raise defense. This is the move that Vaporeon uses in the anime to turn invisible in the water. But Sobble is very chameleon-like. And the official website says a somewhat timid water lizard Pokemon that shoots out attacks as it hides itself in the water. So, looking at the map, and this is going to be a big deal, obviously, but the Galar map, they have a really cool regional interactive map, by the way, on IGN. If you want to see it, you can like grab it on your screen and flip it around. But to think about how where we've come, how far from just, you think about 19, what was it, like, you know, maybe 2005 and playing on the Game Boy Advance SP and just basically going back and forth with fights. You now have what almost, when you look at this map, it almost looks like a Zelda type of adventure. You know, because you think, oh, with these Pokemon, it's going to be more like Animal Crossing. It's like, no. This actually looks, this map, it looks like some sort of Wind Waker type of thing. You still have the southern area of the island, which is enveloped in fog, and there's a little town. It's a nice little town with a lake. Then you go over a mountain, and you get into a giant valley with some lakes. There's a huge train trestle on one side that goes into a tunnel. Then you get into this fantastic walled city. This will all come out in the next few months. Fantastic walled city that has a river running through it as well. Not Montana, that was a movie. There's a mountain to the left of that. There's like a campanile in the middle of the town. Then you keep going. It looks like there's a maybe a communications tower. And then we get up to the castle at the top. And then there's a huge, giant mountain wall. There's a little oasis in a forest to the left. And then you find your way and you go all the way up to this huge, huge metropolis almost above the clouds with tons of skyscrapers. Yes, I said tons, tons and tons of skyscrapers. And so it's, I was going to say, I was trying to get it up here on the screen here, but probably some sort of like copyright infringement before I throw it up here on the Twitch, by the way. But the one thing that I always keep in mind with Nintendo, and you can go online and find out tons more about it, but the one thing that I always love about Nintendo is that they always seem to get it right and they keep us interested, even when I think that I'm out. You know, they're like, it's a game for little kids. Well, it's also the kind of thing where people will say it's for kids, and the next thing you know, they're completely fired up about it as well. So that's coming out, and there's, like I said, I'm. This looks like it's going to be by far the coolest Pokemon game of all time. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I also saw a report that came out yesterday that Activision Blizzard, which is right here in California, you might know they make World of Warcraft and such things, that it's actually they and China are one of the sticking points in this trade war we have right now. And they Blizzard sued Lilith Games, which is in China, of copyright infringement. And this is one of the things that the U.S. is saying is rampant in Asia right now. And they're trying to extend a partnership with China's NetEase Incorporated as well. That's because they have an online population in China of 850 million people. And so this trade war we're in right now is supposed to protect some of these copyrights as well. But the U.S. Trade Representative's Office last year said that China was violating intellectual property to the tune of $250 billion on Chinese goods. Now, here's the thing to remember about video games. You talk about goods and commodities, you think, okay, raw steel, you know, food from California Central Valley, grain, corn from the Midwest. No, you can have video games from California. Video games in California, that is a commodity that people want worldwide, just like video games from wherever else video games are made. But since we're talking about the United States, most video games, not all, but most video games are developed in Silicon Valley, the Bay Area, LA. We have other places as well, obviously.
But this is a commodity, and now it's in the middle of this trade war right now. So I don't know if any gaming company would directly challenge China on all their partners, because they have a lot to lose as well. But the licensing deals have been a boon to Chinese companies. We all know all about Tencent. Tencent has become the world's largest gaming firm in terms of revenue, even though Chinese firms have been about 70% behind industry acquisitions as compared to the United States. It's just that they have, it's not just a matter of way more people, which they have, but the interest in the games as well. So, you know, gone are the days where you think, oh, video games, nice little thing for the kids. No, it's now a commodity. Oil, steel, iron ore, whatever it is that we're pumping out. This is an intellectual property now. Video games produced in the United States, now in the middle of a trade war with the nation of China. And all I have to say is, when it comes to games, and I know people want to protect their assets, I know that, but you would hate to see anybody not have get access to cool games because governments can't agree on what's going on or people are stealing this and that. All right, come on back. We'll give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmaier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples. There's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply. Ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy-duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world. American Forces. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a brand new game. We'll get to the new releases coming out this week as well. The game I'm giving away is a biggie. It is Anthem. It's just come out. It's available for PC on Windows, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. I have it here for the PlayStation 4. It is developed by BioWare and published by Electronic Arts. My question is, what is Electronic Arts also known as? And I'll give you a hint. Blank, blank sports. It's in the game. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Today's question is pretty easy. Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com, the third correct answer. I try to write back everybody when they miss, but the third correct answer will be it. Don't wait too long and only email once. Somebody was emailing a lot and I'm like, I can't, if you do it three times, I know technically that was the third email, but it's going to be the unique visitor. I always thought it's funny with my website has 2,000 unique visitors. Oh, was one guy wearing a top hat and a monocle with a cane. He's very unique. No, that just means it wasn't the same guy. I know. But Anthem, of course, you're on a planet. We don't know the name of the planet. You assume the role of a freelancer, very heroic adventurer. Of course, exosuits galore. And this is a third-person deal. It's an action RPG, a contiguous open world. And it's gotten pretty good reviews. Some people think that it's too much of a grind and a little too technical and a little too repetitive and a little too shallow. I'm not a huge fan, but I'm not here to trash Anthem. I think Anthem is a cool game. And plus, we're just starting to explore it. So anyway, send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. And then we'll get Anthem out to you. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. That's also where to send your cheat code that you would like me to decipher, which is coming up at the end. Now, we also got a lot of hype this week about the new hot pursuit in the likes of, what's it called? Operation Grand Heist. That's it. You know, this is from Call of Duty now. And if you think about what is going on with Fortnite and Apex Legends and PUBG, it's always about what's newest. And obviously, Legends is getting a lot of play as well. Well, Hot Pursuit, you'll play it in Blackout, which is their battle royale in COD. This is in the update, Operation Grand Heist. And it essentially is a multiplayer battle royale hybrid because the pace of the game is much faster, a much more damaging collapse circle, and so it's more action-packed. It's a lot faster. The most notable difference will come in the form of respawns. If you die and at least one of your teammates is still alive, then you can respawn at one of several respawn sites. Also, there are new vehicles that either have a laser dart attached to them when sirens are turned on, so the target is painted and you're on it, or vehicles that highlight care packages. So the supply drops are more frequent in Hot Pursuit. So how is it a change to Battle Royale? Well, whether they meant to do it or not, this might be how we're going to look at Battle Royale in the future.
because the genre of Battle Royale, as I said, with Fortnite, the addictive game, PUBG, and then Blackout, and now with Apex Legends, they're refining it and arguably getting better versions of the game. Like, I don't mind city building and building up things, but I also find it a bit nerve-wracking. Like, when I have played Fortnite, I'm not interested in building something up. I'm more just blaze, run, and gun. Maybe I'm missing the whole point of it. But the inherent problem with Battle Royale is one thing. There's no response. And you say, yeah, that's the way it is. There are no respawns. Well, the inability to respawn, that is the core of why we play this game. But a varying number of players enter a map, you play until there's one left. And it's this concept that has caused great excitement and a greater meaning to the gaming, maybe much less reckless in comparing to some multiplayer games as well. But the sudden nature of dying and the subsequent time waiting for your other teammates to finish to start a new game is also the horrendous drawback of Battle Royale. So the ability to respawn, albeit at the expense of the core premise of why Battle Royale exists, that kind of resolves the issue, because Apex Legends has tackled it with respawn beacons, which so far have been receiving praise. Blackout, on the other hand, has provided several stages within a game a player can respawn. But while it isn't Battle Royale in its purest form, and you'd probably say it's not Battle Royale at all, even though it has the circles closing in on you, it's a twist on it. And a lot of people think this is a huge improvement to twist on it. And you say, well, that'll change the strategy. Yeah, it will change the strategy. Because players will be way more aggressive, at least in the beginning. I mean, the incentive to stay alive for the duration remains due to the fact that if you do die, you lose all your loot. And this is mitigated a little as you do the respawn and the gun and the armor, depending on where your respawn stage is at. So the Hot Pursuit is trying to maintain a balance between playing aggressively and then incentivizing trying to stay alive to keep all your loot. So the final circle is also a brand new concept, because the final collapse is pretty big and it can hold 50 players, and yet it's still not that crazy. So from that point, as it collapses, as I said, there is room for everybody, but that puts a lot of emphasis trying to get to the center of the circle to have a positional advantage, get the high ground. I mean, some of the other Battle Royale games, the center of the circle is less important because the game finishes way before the circle collapses. There usually aren't that many players. So this could be a glimpse into the future of Battle Royale games, fast-paced like this. But I will say, as far as marketing goes, the artwork they did and its illustration, the artwork that Call of Duty put out for this, and Activision, for their Operation Grand Heist, the Hot Pursuit, is such a GTA ripoff. And it's got a guy with a 70s mustache wearing aviators, and it's got the hot chick in the leather jacket wearing shades, and then it's got some dude in a baseball hat and cops on ATVs. It looks right out of a Rockstar cover. And then there's cash flying in the air. Listen, DICE learned their lesson with Hardline. Hardline is the Battlefield game that was the answer to Grand Theft Auto, and it was not good. And I'm a huge, huge fan of Battlefield. It just wasn't a fan game. Not in the least for me. All right, so let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. We have Xbox One's Black Desert Online, an MMORPG by Pearl Abyss. Looks a little Game of Thronesy. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Legacy of the First Blade, Episode 3. That's on the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. Continue your Odyssey in Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Legacy of the First Blade. three-part DLC expansion series. Left Alive on the PC and the PS4. Left Alive is a survival action shooter designed by Square Enix. RBI Baseball 2019. And it looks like Alex Bregman is on the cover. Is that who it is? It looks like it's very small. PS4, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, Android, iPhone. Take the field in RBI Baseball 19. Updated player models, hundreds of new animations, more detailed gear options. Now, here's the deal. I don't want to poo-poo it until I play it, but the best video game ever when it comes to sports is MLB The Show. RBI has always been way behind in the rearview mirror. But then again, maybe things have changed. We got to check it out to make sure. A game called The Occupation on the 4-1 on the PC. The Occupation is an adventure game where you decide the narrative in real time as events unfold around you. Assault Android Cactus on the Android, now on the Switch. It's a high-intensity twin-stick shooter in science fiction setting. Path of Exile on the PS4, free-to-play online RPG set in a dark fantasy world. Xbox One version on the way. Valley, Nintendo Switch. Explore the vast and beautiful world of Valley using the power of the Leaf suit, L-E-A-F, which is a fierce exoskeleton. Devil May Cry 5 on the PS4. More flash and flare than ever before. DMC returns to bring gamers to the legendary fast-paced action you love. My Little Riding Champion on the Nintendo Switch. Your horse, your passion. Get ready to fulfill your dreams at a gallop. The village's riding club needs you to win. Hey, different strokes, different folks. Maybe that's your cup of tea. I don't know. Brown Dust. This is a phone game, iPhone and Android. Easy to pick up, but difficult to master. Tactical RPG, Brown Dust. Classic turn-based combat, it says. By the way, Devil May Cry is also on the Xbox One. I would be remiss. A game on the Mac and the PC called Vignettes. Vignettes is a casual but unique exploration game without texts or characters where objects shapeshift as you go. And finally, Autica. Autica on the personal computer. In this VR rhythm shooter game, Autica, from Harmonix, you use your pair of rhythm blasters to shoot and smash targets. It takes all kinds. This is what we do. All right, we come back. We're going to have a cheat code. We'll do that. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. And we'll close out the video game review.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's MYEVOZ.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We close out the show in our customary fashion. By the way, thanks for everyone watching on Twitch, twitch.tv, and the Twitch app. Just look for Sports Byline USA, and there we are. I'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Pacific time for the for my other show. I've got a couple of I'm going to do two today. By the way, Rick at sportsbyline.com, as I say, because they're both PSP games. One of them is from Henry L. Henry L. says, Rick, Hot Shots Golf Open Tee, how do I unlock stuff? Well, first of all, my favorite PSP game ever was Hot Shots Golf Open Tee, and I almost completed it on that last dinosaur course. I remember I was using this giant wooden log as my driver. It's very easy to unlock everything. You start a new game, and when it asks you your name, you put the number 5, then T-N-E-P-O. Once again, 5-T-N-E-P-O unlocks everything in Hot Shots Golf Open Tee. Now, some of you say, I don't want that. I want to earn it. I don't. If I had known that, I would have gone right from the front because the only games that get ruined for me, actually speaking of GTA, is when I learn a code there and then I stop doing all the missions and I just start cheating. Just because it's fun. You're not playing against anybody else. It's a one-player game. All right, and then the other email here is from JJ. It says, Rick, PSP, Kingdom of Paradise, how do I get the Mountain Wizard Sword? Well, you select download, and then you enter RKJULVJ as your password. Once again, select download and enter, enter RKJULVJ, and you will get the Mountain Wizard Sword in Kingdom of Paradise. How about that? PSP still being played, still going strong. I don't know about strong, but it's still going. Thank you for tuning in, and everybody on Twitch. And we will see you next time on the Video Game Review.